Welcome to Cashflow Mastery, Keeping Your Financial River Flowing, an essential chapter in your journey toward financial sovereignty. I'm Sharon, and today we're diving into the lifeblood of your business, cash flow. As Warren Buffett once said, the most important thing to do if you find yourself in a hole is to stop digging. This couldn't be more accurate in the realm of business finance. So what exactly is cash flow? Cash flow in its simplest form is the movement of money in and out of your business. It's about timing, management, and strategy. It's the oxygen your business breathes, and without it, well, your business is holding its breath underwater. Mastering cash flow is like mastering the art of keeping your business's heart beating. It ensures that you can meet your obligations, invest in growth, and avoid the stress of financial scramble. It's not just about survival, it's about thriving. Remember our chat before on diversifying your income? That's your first paddle in keeping your financial river flowing. Multiple streams of income ensure that even if one stream dries up, your business isn't left high and dry. Here are some practical steps to diversify. First of all, you want to review revenue streams. Don't put all eggs in one basket worksheet. Go back to this worksheet and evaluate the progress made so far. Is there anything that you can implement in the next quarter? Even if it's just taking that next step forward. Is there anything you can add to it based on your expanding knowledge? Then you want to assess your current offerings. Look for opportunities to expand your product or service line in ways that meet your customers' needs. Next, you'll want to explore passive income. Consider creating digital products, affiliate marketing, or investment income as less labor-intensive ways to generate revenue. Look at leveraging your expertise. You could offer workshops, consulting, or online courses related to your business niche. And then finally, consider partnering strategically. Collaborate with complementary businesses to tap into new customer bases. I want to look at Lifeline products and services. Lifeline products and services refers to a strategic approach in business where you develop and you offer products or services that generate consistent recurring revenue. These are typically subscription-based models that customers pay for on a regular basis. It could be monthly, quarterly, or annually. Where they differ from simple subscription-based offerings is that once you get a new customer for it, the cost effort on their side to change to another vendor is too high. That means your retention of customers will be much higher. The idea is to create a stable and predictable stream of income that contributes to the financial health and sustainability of the business over time. Way back in 1998, I started an email list management company that I soon after sold. This type of service is a prime example of a lifeline product or service. It's really challenging to move a list from one platform to another. And it's even more challenging to update a website, social media, and so on to ensure that subscribers are going to that new platform. Our retention numbers were staggeringly high. We only lost 1 in 68 customers per month to competitors. Now let's delve deeper into what makes these offerings so valuable and how they can transform your business's financial landscape. The perennial spring of revenue. Imagine a spring that flows year-round, unaffected by the seasons. This is the essence of Lifeline products or services. They provide a constant flow of income, much like a spring continuously feeds a river, ensuring that it never runs dry. This steady revenue can be crucial for covering ongoing operational costs and investing in growth opportunities. Going back to my example of the email list management company, let me share how this was important. The predictability of revenue allowed me to scale up our team fast. We went from startup with just me to a team of over 50 people within 6 months. We were also able to scale up the number of servers we had online very fast for the same reason. Signing a one-year contract for new servers was low risk because I knew the revenue stream was going to be there to pay for it. Now let's go a little beyond traditional models. While phone services and web hosting are classic examples, the potential for lifeline products or services extends far beyond. The key is to identify or create offerings that align with your business model while providing ongoing value to your customers. So you want to ask yourself, what do my customers buy on a regular basis where, once they make a purchasing decision, they're unlikely to cancel? The beauty of lifeline products and services lies in their flexibility and potential for creativity. Businesses can tailor these offerings to fit their unique strengths and market demands. For example, software as a service. Offering software on a subscription basis ensures continuous engagement and revenue with opportunities to upsell or cross-sell additional features or services. Then there's educational platforms. Online courses with a subscription model provides learners ongoing access to a growing library of knowledge and resources, fostering a lifelong learning relationship. And wellness programs, subscription-based wellness or fitness programs, offering everything from personalized workout plans to dietary guidance, catered to the growing demand for health and self-improvement. Lifeline products and services not only provide a reliable income stream, but they also help in building and maintaining a loyal customer base. The recurring nature of these offerings means customers are continuously interacting with your brand, which can enhance customer satisfaction and retention. When incorporating lifeline products or services into your business model, consider first, the value proposition. Ensure your offering provides ongoing, tangible value that justifies the recurring cost. Then you want to consider the customer experience. Streamline the subscription process and make it easy for customers to manage their subscription. And then finally, consider feedback loops. Regularly get and act on customer feedback to improve and evolve your offerings. So in summary, lifeline products and services represent a strategic approach to generating steady, predictable revenue while fostering customer loyalty and satisfaction. By thinking creatively and focusing on providing ongoing value, businesses can tap into the power of subscription-based models to fuel their financial success. While developing multiple streams of income is a cornerstone of financial resilience, there's another side to this coin that deserves our attention. Concentration of income. It's an aspect of financial management that can make or break your business. Relying too heavily on a single customer, a product, or vendor isn't just risky. It's a tightrope walk over a financial chasm. As the adage goes, don't put all your eggs in one basket. This principle holds especially true when it comes to your income sources. Concentration of income can lead to significant vulnerability. That major customer decides to take their business elsewhere if demand for that one product falters or if a key vendor faces disruptions, your business could face severe cash flow problems. Diversification isn't just a strategy, it's a safeguard. So here are some recommendations for limiting income concentration. First, look at customer diversification. Aim to broaden your customer base so that no single client accounts for a disproportionate share of your revenue. Commonly cited guideline is the 80-20 rule, where no single client should account for more than 20% of your income. This limits your exposure should any one client leave. Second recommendation for you is product and service diversification. Expand your offerings to reduce reliance on a single product or service. This not only mitigates risk, but it also opens up additional revenue streams. Analyze market trends and customer feedback to identify new opportunities for diversification. Third recommendation, vendor diversification. Avoid dependency on a single supplier for critical components for your business. By having multiple suppliers, you can ensure a more reliable supply chain and mitigate the risk of disruptions. Establish relationships with alternate vendors and regularly assess their performance and reliability. Fourth recommendation, financial reserves. Build financial reserves to cushion against the impact of losing a major income source. This reserve can provide the financial breathing room needed to adjust your strategy and recover without immediate cash flow pressures. Fifth recommendation is regular income analysis. You want to conduct regular reviews of your income sources to monitor for concentration risk. This ongoing analysis allows you to make informed decisions about where to focus your growth efforts and when to diversify further. And then final recommendation is contractual agreements. Where possible, you want to secure long-term contracts with key customers to stabilize your income. However, you want to balance this with the need for diversification, ensuring that these agreements don't lead you into a trap of complacency. Incorporate these strategies into your business planning and review processes. By actively managing and monitoring your income concentration, you can protect your business from unforeseen disruptions and maintain a steady course towards financial sovereignty. I want to look now at three significant ways to maximize your cash flow. The first way is, well, you can sell more to existing customers. You've already won them over. What complementary product or service can you offer? Perhaps a maintenance plan for the product that they purchased or a members-only resource library? The second way is you want to leverage the calendar. Black Friday promotions aren't the only game in town. Consider industry-specific events, seasonal changes, or tax year-end promotions. For B2B, a year-end budget spend promotion can be really compelling. For consumers, offer a product that could become a tax write-off. And the final way to maximize cash flow, innovation in payment plans and pricing strategies. Offer early bird discounts, bundle deals, or loyalty programs. Think about how you can make payment easier and more appealing to your customers. Having a financial cushion is like having a life raft. Is there to keep you afloat during unexpected downturns. Start small, save a fixed percentage from each sale, and consider a high yield savings account to grow your reserves. I want to address the catch-22 of credit. Although credit isn't generally something we'd want to consider as part of cash flow, having access to credit can help us weather storms. Establishing credit when times are good is like fixing the roof while the sun is shining. It prepares you for stormy weather, ensuring that you have the means to navigate rough financial waters with better terms and rates. So when business and cash flow is going well, that's when you'd want to negotiate and get credit. Don't wait until you actually need it. It's crucial to address a common yet overlooked aspect of diversifying income: the reliance on third-party partnerships. Having navigated the business world now for over three decades and witnessing the evolution and pitfalls of numerous enterprises, I've come to realize that third-party sources of cash flow, while beneficial, carry their unique set of risks. Partnering with third parties to generate additional revenue streams can indeed be a lucrative strategy, and it's something we've looked at. Whether it's affiliate marketing, referral agreements, or outsourced service provisions, these collaborations can inject a healthy dose of diversity into your income sources. However, the allure of easy money must not blind us to the inherent vulnerabilities such arrangements could introduce. There's three things that I want to look at here. The first are dependency dangers. Relying too heavily on a single third-party vendor or platform is akin to building your castle on someone else's land. The ground beneath can shift at any moment, whether it's due to changes in partnership terms, disruptions in the vendor's operations, or even the discontinuation of the service altogether. This precarious position can lead to sudden and severe cash flow disruptions. The second are terms and conditions trepidation. The rules of engagement with third-party vendors are often subject to change. What starts as a favorable revenue sharing agreement can quickly evolve into a less profitable arrangement with little to no recourse for the dependent business. These shifts can significantly impact your bottom line and planning. And finally, there's brand and reputation risk. Entrusting a portion of your customer experience to third parties carries inherent risk to your brand's reputation. Any missteps on their part, a poor customer service interaction, delayed delivery, or a subpar product reflect directly on your business, potentially eroding trust and loyalty. So I want to share with you some strategies for smart third-party engagement. To navigate these waters safely, consider the following strategies. First, diversify your portfolio. Just as investing in a single stock is riskier than spreading your investments across various sectors, relying on multiple third-party partnerships can mitigate the risk of any single point of failure. Then you want to vet and monitor. Conduct thorough due diligence before entering into any third-party agreement. Assess their track record, customer feedback, and financial stability. Once a partner is established, ongoing monitoring is essential to catch and address these issues early. The third one is to negotiate with foresight. When entering agreements, negotiate terms that protect your interests in the event of significant changes. This might include clauses that provide for grandfathering existing conditions, notice periods for changes, or even termination rights. Fourth up, you want to build direct relationships. While third-party partnerships can enhance your offerings, investing in direct relationships with your customers is paramount. Ensure that your brand's value proposition stands independently of any third-party offering. Finally, plan for contingencies. Develop a contingency plan for each third-party revenue stream. This plan should outline steps to replace the income, communicate with affected customers, and minimize disruption to your operations. So in summary, while third-party partnerships can and should be a valuable component of your income diversification strategy, they should be approached with caution and strategic planning. By understanding the potential pitfalls and implementing protective measures, you could enjoy the benefits of these partnerships while keeping your financial river flowing robustly. Few additional tips. You want to regularly review and optimize your operational expenses. Invoice promptly and follow up on your receivables. And finally, consider offering discounts for early payments to encourage faster cash inflow. To help you apply these concepts, we prepared a worksheet. It's designed to guide you through assessing your current cash flow, identifying opportunities for lifeline products and services, and planning for financial stability and growth. The actual implementation of the worksheet may take some work, so you likely want to bring in your accountant and or members of your team. Investing the time now into cash flow mastery will keep your financial river flowing.